This is Twit.
Hey, just out now, watch OS 1.0.1.
Yep.
If you go to your Apple Watch app, go to General and then Software Update, and I'm seeing it right here. It says only this release includes performance improvements and bug fixes. Do we know anything about this update?
Yeah, it's roughly analogous to iOS 8.3 in that it also gives you the diversity emoji and it gives you additional language support. But mostly it's performance enhancements for a bevy of internal apps and a bunch of bug fixes.
It says improved performance for Siri, measuring stand activity. Good, because that was a joke.
Yeah.
You'd be standing for an hour and then at 50 minutes, 10 minutes before the hour, it'd say, stand up.
Yeah,
It was always it's always 10
like
up,
a
isn't it?
Mass.
Neil, stand. Neil, calculating calories for indoor cycling and rowing workouts. Some have complained that they're not very reliable.
I did mine yesterday, and it was. I'm going to try and do it after the update because it was off quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah.
Still,
distance and pace during outdoor walk and run workouts. Accessibility, third party apps, display to support as you mentioned for the new emoji characters and additional language support. For Brazilian, Portuguese, Danish, Dutch, Swedish, Russian, Thai, and Turkish. So nobody knows of any reason not to do this, right? Shall I do it right now?
I did mine immediately.
Your watch has to be on your charger.
What?
Yes. And it has to be more than, 50%. Even if it's on the charger, it has to be more than 50% charged.
And you've got to be on Wi-Fi.
So don't do it now. Actually, I'm not sure you have to be on Wi-Fi. You have to be connected. So it's your phone has to be close. I'm not sure.
I think it says your iPhone has to be on Wi-Fi.
Oh, all right.
That would make sense because it's not going to use Bluetooth to copy
and it's,
this.
And it's downloading the
it's a 51 megabyte download.
Yeah, and then it takes a while.
Does it?
Yeah, it takes a while. Yeah. The install for me took surprisingly long.
All right, well, it hasn't yet told me get your watch on it, get thee to a charger. My watch is fully charged, so.
Yeah, I wonder if the charger thing, because it normally uses Bluetooth and it only escalates to Wi-Fi if it has to, but I'm wondering if to get it faster, they're using Wi-Fi as full on and that's why they want
that
charger.
Right. That would make perfect sense. When you first set it up, don't you have to put it on the charger? Or no? No, that was the LG Urbane watch. Never mind. I'm confusing my...
Your smartwatches.
Smartwatches.
It's exciting, though. I mean, because the 1.0 is not just the OS version that we've had as long as we've had the Apple Watch, but it's also, you know, they had to put that on the first models that they were manufacturing.
Right. So
and
it's pretty
so
old.
It's good that they finally have pushed out a 1.01 because... I'm sure they've been collecting a lot of things that they wanted to push out there, and they can finally get them out there. The bugs that they knew
the iPhone.
Weeks ago.
So you would send emoji on the iPhone, and they wouldn't show up on the Apple Watch, including Jason's beloved Live Long and Prosper emoji.
Yeah.
Will I get Live Long? Can I do this now?
Display them, but you can't enter them on iOS yet. But you can display them if you can make like a text shortcut, which is what I did.
If you have them. Jason just put Live Long and Prosper in the chat room, and it shows up.
It's blank.
Like nothing. How do you do that?
I have it as a keyboard shortcut. Type LLAP and it turns it into the Live Long Prosper.
I love it.
Thing.
All right. Well, it's 5 minutes remaining. It went from 14 minutes to 7 minutes right away. So maybe it's not going to take that long. We should point out, it feels like the Apple Watch has been out for years. We've been talking about it for years. But it's only been 3 weeks. I mean, this is a pretty prompt first.
No, and I when I say it finally out there, I just am envisioning people at Apple being like, oh, finally we get to... Because there were probably bugs in there that they knew about before it even shipped. They're like, can we fix it? And now they get to fix that stuff.
Right. Did you notice with the 1.01, Renee, any speed? Was it speedier? Did you notice? How is Siri better? Have you noticed anything yet?
Yeah, it's the very what's the right word? Amorphous performance enhancement. So everything is supposed to be a little bit cleaner. It's going to take me a couple of days though, because when you joggle the bits, it's hard to tell exactly what's changed until you've been using it like the way you used the original version.
Right. The other thing I was going to mention yesterday on iOS Today, we talked about calibrating the watch. So last night, Lisa and I took a walk and recorded it in the workout app. So we could get the GPS and the steps. Was it you, Renee, who told me to do this? Somebody told me to do this.
Yeah.
Now we'll see if it's more accurate, although I guess there are some accuracy issues because that's one of the things this update addresses.
But that is a smart idea to use if you know the steps you take and you know the distance you traveled, you can make some really smart guesses about what your stride length is. So then if you don't have the GPS, some other time, like you leave the phone at home and bring the watch.
It'll do a better job.
It has an idea of how long you traveled.
Yeah, we took a 2 mile walk and it knows... except for I rode the Segway for a little bit, which I think is going to very much confuse it as to stride. My God, you must be wearing 7-league boots. Most of it, you could see how many steps it knows how many steps you take,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then it knows how far you went, and it can. And I think to a great degree, much more so than a Jawbone or any other device can tell exactly what your stride is.
They recommend 2 to 3 times to take your iPhone. Oh, really? 2 to 3 times, yeah. When you start working out.